Tank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we have studio cam. Not near as exciting as other cams, but hey, we are radio. We welcome our worldwide audience on the Facebook Live. See what you can hear. It, too, is enthralling. Notable passing yesterday as from The Cosby Show, most notably Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo, passed away. News came out yesterday on Sunday after being caught in a strong current while vacationing in the ocean off Costa Rica. So at the age of 54, Warner was on vacation with his family, wife, and daughter there. But notably, Theo Huxtable from The Cosby Show had a lot of other credits, too, and actually was still extensively very much in the business. So there is a Bill Cosby quote, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez.
Puddin' Pop.
Feeling some kind of way
That's
these days.
Puddin' Pop.
After going through her fourth divorce, first up, she's lost a lot of her clothes on stage and also showing off a lot of her business. But she's also not pleased with one Ben Affleck. Their monster mansion has been on the market for a long time. He is fed up with waiting for that sold sign and wants to reduce the price by over 10%. Now, this would mean selling at a loss. Jennifer not on board with the idea. Friends are kind of wondering, is this because it would be the final straw between he and her, and then they'd have nothing left together? Now, if you're in the market for a new place, it's located in beautiful Southern California. It comes with a bar, a sports lounge, a gym, a boxing ring, and a pickleball court, KB. Mm. Look at you go. The low, low price, just $68 million.
Does it come with a password for the other cameras on there?
We only have one.
Yeah, we only have Kiss Cam today.
Oh.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Fuck her up, Buttercup.
But at least the studio's clean. Important stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton, this thing has gotten together rather quickly. I mean, we get you to the other fantastic Broadway production of
Corn.
Shucked, mm-hmm. Coming up at 8. But Dolly Parton's Broadway production, Dolly, a true original musical, had an opening preview in Nashville. Already, because they just like cast.
Yeah,
this
that was.
I know.
Really?
I mean,
quick.
The music was already kind of there,
mm-hmm.
So there you go. Either which way, it had. I didn't see anything as far as reviews or ratings. I'm sure it's wonderful, but Dolly was there, and she did have a warning, a finger wagging moment beforehand to the crowd. She says, "Every time you hear a song, you know you're going to want to sing along to it." Well, don't. Dolly said, "This ain't no hootenanny. This is a Broadway musical."
So it's fancy.
This ain't no hootenanny.
She did the finger wagging and the hootenanny.
The same goes for this show, quite honestly,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
This is no hootenanny.
Mm-mm.
At all. No.
KB and Heather Lee.
Everybody wants
corn.
To talk politics and corn these days. There's stars on the left, there's stars on the right, and then there's some of us who just want to go see a concert or perform in one. Add in Billy Joel's name to all this. He was speaking to Bill Maher and says he really tries to understand those that disagree with his stances on a different variety of topics. But it's very difficult in this day and age, and even though he's more aligned with the liberal side of life, he claims his fans on the left are a lot more snippy and no longer cares about what the woke crowd thinks, like most of us, is astonished what people will say on social media that they would never do in real life. Meanwhile, he's still a great guy. So he's walking around New York City. He sees these ladies in a pedicab and they're listening to his music. So he flags them down, have a nice little chat. And of course, the fans are sweet too. They're like, "How is your health? Are you okay?"
That's
your
Davey
Billy update.
From the Navy. Hope he's doing okay. A couple of streaming news. Peacock's Friday the 13th prequel series has found its Jason Voorhees. News also that there's a Friday the 13th prequel. So, Thursday the 12th. Watch out.
Oh,
Nicole
boy.
Kidman and Sandra Bullock have begun filming Practical Magic 2.
Whoa.
Which, this is, okay, I got this confused. This is not Hocus Pocus.
No.
But Nicole Kidman was also in Hocus Pocus. Is that right?
No, that was...
Or Sandra Bullock was also in it?
I don't
There
know.
Were so many witch things going on in the late 90s.
Yeah, there was a lot of the...
There was the teenage one, and now there's more.
Oh, The Craft. Yeah, that was... I liked that movie back in the day.
And then after the news last week that CBS would be canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, David Letterman took to his social yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And posted a brilliant troll job of all the bits over the years he had done at The Late Show on CBS, trolling the Tiffany Network and CBS. He'd be critical of it. And then, simply with a caption, you can't spell CBS without BS, said David Letterman.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm just happy he doesn't sue us for copyright infringement on stuff.
Will it flow?
I need to throw up ideas.
It's a tribute. It's a tribute every Thursday at 8.
So it takes a lot to make things work in this modern day and age of wacky love. Understanding, patience, forgiveness, and most importantly, lots of ice cream. Deccan Betty Brundage may have the ultimate marriage. That's because they go to McDonald's every single day for a hot fudge sundae. Pull up in their red truck. They say the ice cream is already waiting, and the local location, they don't even charge them anymore. They may be on to something here. They've been doing this since 1964.
An ice cream machine that's working every day.
I know. And how do they not weigh 800 pounds? I've got a lot of questions, but I do like the idea.
Some will do this every day as summer still rages on. The Starbucks announced the return date for the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte. It will valiantly make its comeback August 26th of this year. In an unrelated story, Fox News says there may be some risks to the now viral coffee enema.
Oh my word. What?
And in an unrelated story, a man was arrested for recklessly causing a fire in Butte.
Excuse me.
Montana.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
All unrelated stories, though.